This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boston Red Sox open the season tomorrow at 4:05 right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, not only tomorrow but all season long, and on the Odyssey app. And doing the game, our broadcast, Will Middlebrooks, who will join us tomorrow morning on this show at 8:20, and then we'll talk to Sam Kennedy during the first front office report of this season tomorrow at 9. Curtis, what did you want to pick? Over, under, or?
Whatever. I just want to also say thank you to Shine for finally playing my song in honor of the Patriots draft pick at number 4, the Carter, a great banger of a song.
All right. Little cash
jam out to that at the Plex at BC where I attended college. I would say, yeah, over, under, and where they're going to make the playoffs, miss the playoffs, division, how far they get. So you could say they missed the playoffs. You could say World Series. You could say whatever.
What's the over, under, Sean?
I will double check that for you. I believe last time I checked it was like 81.5, but I will double check.
That's the bet.
I'm sorry, not 81.5.
No, 91.
91.5.
Jeez, dump that.
Wow, I was going to say. Oof.
My fault.
Jump all over the 81.
I think they win the division.
Okay.
I think you can count on this team. I mean, unless obviously the injury, some sort of serious injury situation with your ace, or I expect an injury, unfortunately, when it comes to Trevor Story, but that's okay because you got a couple of the big three. You got Marcelo Meyer at the ready. What?
86.5 is the number.
Oh, jump all over that.
And I found this out today. Giolito went to business school. So, could really help the rotation.
All right, Lucas.
That's a bit of a, I don't like to bring it up, but that's a bit of a Hillman jinx. I think, is he starting things off in Worcester, or that is a bit.
Yeah,
Hammy's still an issue.
Little bit of a show jinx on Lucas Giolito.
I think they make the playoffs.
And maybe on Liam, because Aroldis Chapman is going to be your closer. And our guy Liam Hendricks, unfortunately, will not be. So,
and if Trevor Story plays a whole year, then we can get rid of the jinx entirely.
Right.
Because that guy is a walking injury.
Bregman's the only one who looks good so far.
You know? What do you mean?
Well, with not being part of the Hillman jinx.
Oh,
but you weren't there.
I wasn't there for that.
Forgot about that.
Cora and Bregman are in the clear.
Yeah.
Alex Cora on this radio station today at 2:30 in the afternoon. So you can listen to Alex Cora as he gets ready to open the season up tomorrow. And Shime, let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Greg, since Wiggy backed down from my title fight suggestion, why don't you do it with Jackson? Jackson knows a lot about rock music, so you could do it against him. If he doesn't want to because he doesn't want to, you know, upset the boss, why don't you do it then with Ken Laird?
I feel like that may have been Jackson leaving that message to get himself into another on-air bit. I could do it with Ken. I mean,
well, do you want people to listen, Ken?
Greg's working on some Jackson bits that are pretty good.
Right. Oh.
Wow.
We need a name for that because nobody can know about
it. It's undercover.
We could call it the Patriot Project because of the day in which it would occur.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that idea.
Do you like that?
A-plus idea.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
A-plus.
If it can be pulled off.
Can I?
It's a great one.
I had a Jackson idea as I was falling asleep last night.
Yeah.
We've had a million game shows, right? But we've never had one where you can challenge the host about their questioning. I feel like Jackson has stumbled upon something where, like, each side has a challenge flag where the person that hosts it could be a part of it because half the questions are either improper or have the wrong answer.
Okay.
Gee golly gee, $69 million for 3 years for Steph Diggs? What the heck?
Now, it's really $26 million over 2 years, so let's get the number right.
Yeah, because why do you say that?
Because the guaranteed money, that's all.
It's only 2 years guaranteed?
Well, no, the guaranteed money.
You think he's only going to be around for 2 years?
Yeah, I think the guaranteed money is $26 million. So I think what they did is they said, they're not giving you $26 million for 1 year. So they probably said, all right, here's what we'll do. We'll do a three-year deal. We'll give you $26 million in guarantee, which is about $13 million per year. And our expectations are, hey, we'll get something out of you the first year, but really the second year is where we expect big things. And if he does well the second year, then who knows? Maybe he gets that third year. But if he doesn't, then it's really a two-year, $26 million deal that the Patriots had to cough up.
So less than you would have had to pay for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, what was Cooper Kupp's guarantee?
Did he end up at 15?
Might have been fully guaranteed. I think it was 3 for $45 fully guaranteed, but I'll double check.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked about it a lot earlier, but I don't know that you can expect he's ready week one.
No. Week six, maybe?
You think it's that long?
Well, what do you think it is? Week three? I guess it depends on where, because if it's week eight, all right, do they have enough to hold them down till he gets back? Like, where are they come week eight? I think defensively they'll be better, but if they're going into the season offensively with the wide receiver group and the running back group and the tight end group that they have, well, then you better hope Drake May takes that next step. And where he's smart with the ball, he doesn't create turnovers, because now you'd be more about your defense is going to have to win you a couple games.
Gentlemen and the Queen, I'd like to say happy anniversary. It has been 1 year since I've been listening to this show. I found you on the Odyssey app. I was listening to the other station, and I got tired of it, so I came over here. And then I found out you were on UBTube, so I listened to you over there. Make my trip from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to Richmond, Virginia every day. Through the Beltway, through D.C., through the traffic, much better. I love listening to the show. Keep up the laughs. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Good day.
Oh, happy 1 year anniversary.
Oh.
That's really nice.
Music to our ears.
Right. Yeah.
Listen to music.
We just want to make them giggle.
Yes.
On your ride.
What a nice man.
Very nice.
That is a commute from Harrisburg to D.C.?
Wow. I think he said he goes to Richmond.
Virginia.
Oh, to Richmond.
Yeah.
That's even further. My bad.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Over there by, I have relatives in Mechanicsville.
What's that like?
I've discussed that on the show before.
He does that every day. What's that like, 4 hours?
Yeah, but you got the window open. The weather's always good. I mean, there's really rarely any snow. I mean, it's probably night, but a little solitude in the car by himself listening to the show.
Well, if you're going through the Beltway and through D.C., I guess what? There's a lot of traffic, so that's not...
We're basically his co-commuters.
Right.
There
we're there
good
with him. We are the passengers.
All right.
On his commute every day. So thank you to those
it's
who
an
have
honor.
Made, thank you to anybody who's made the switch over to this radio show. Yeah. Thank you.
Can we please retire the word endeavoring or endeavoring to do this or I endeavor to do that. Could we retire it like we did French kiss? Mwah. I mean, chef's kiss. Mwah. Chef's kiss, not French kiss.
Okay.
I don't. Who said endeavoring? Did I? I don't know that I said it.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever said that word.
I will try to
endeavoring.
I can try to get rid of that.
Certainly. I think we could cross Courtney and Wiggy off the list.
Chef's kiss. Yeah, I don't even know what endeavoring means.
Hey, Hillman. So Wiggy's having a colonoscopy today, and you asked, why aren't you in the bathroom? Huh, that answer's simple. That's because the diarrhea generally comes out of his mouth.
Gotcha.
Well,
that
just,
one.
Hey, like both ends, it's coming out clear.
Clear.
But you drank the special shake thing last night.
Yeah, I drank that last night. That thing is, ugh.
I know.
That sucks, and it's massive.
Yeah.
It was my Alex Borgman. For my butt.
Are they
good?
Are they limiting you on how many colonoscopies per week you can get?
Nope. I take it. Okay.
Are you on a colon count?
Nope. Get as many as you can, because I know one thing that ain't taking me up out of here is colon cancer. Yeah. Well, knock on wood. Hopefully it won't.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying this for your butt.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that. The colon of the show, Curtis. Getting upset over colon talk. Huh. What's that? A little too much introspection for you?
Colons are very important, Curtis.
I agree.
Yeah, I need it. That your prostate, fellas. Mm-hmm. They'll take you out quick.
Yep. Witty.
Curtis doesn't want any more colon talk because everybody knows he's the only ass out on the show.
Stay in your lane.
Hillman Show. Can somebody please explain to me why you continue to give Shime a platform to talk about football? He's a short, round, unathletic geek who spends all his time with Pokemon.
Not all my time, thank you. I watch a lot of tape.
Mach 3 coming next week.
Yes, sir.
Is he headed to the Heights soon
for
his play?
I mean, I don't know what happened with that. I think Bill O'Brien said yes, yes, yes on the show, and then no, no, no.
He probably just lied to us.
No, I blame Shine.
It is kind of cool. You guys, as BC alum, must be excited about the relationship that the school will have with the New England Patriots.
It seems my gosh.
Like Vrabel being over there talking to the guys, pro day. I mean, that's...
Well, and Vrabel's son went there. Like, the relationship runs deep now, which I think is only a plus for BC.
And I think Vrabel, that's exactly what I was going to say, Greg, that there's a new good friend coach in town that's a little more important than the Shime prospects. So I think Vrabel's arrival pushed Shime out of the spring game and the team's planning.
It's going to be sad, though, on Friday over there at the Heights when Bentley shocks the hockey world with a win over the Eagles.
Did you know Bentley had a hockey team before this?
Yes. Okay. I once attended a game with Greece, and they had a team impact. The Falcons football team was signing a team impact player, and they did the signing at a – they have a beautiful – beautiful rink, Curtis.
Oh, well, yeah. You
I don't know
paid
if, you've,
for it.
If you've seen it or not, but it is beautiful.
Play that bet, because if they win, big money.
I
bet they're the big
on
the
dogs. I'm thinking of going up there for the game, maybe.
All right.
New Hampshire.
Okay.
Isn't it in
Manchester?
Worcester?
No, I think it's... Isn't it Manchester, New Hampshire, I believe?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Manchester, New Hampshire. Frozen Four action Friday. Bentley Falcons shocking the world.
Yeah, Greg sure knows how to download an app. I've seen you at Dario's before. App after app. You fat ass.
How did nobody else come up with that one?
I do love apps.
Yeah. I think they're better than the meal.
I was going to say, you can argue that sometimes the apps are better than the entree.
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
I ain't going to rock with you on that
100%.
One. 100%. I mean, listen, I don't want to name drop, but I did go see your boy. And got some meatballs at Aria.
Massimo?
Yeah, and I got meatballs at Aria.
Oh, didn't you see Brees in there?
Yeah, I did see Brees
in
there.
When were you guys in there? Friday night?
Saturday night, I want to say. Brees and all his boys were hanging out. And I
he
think,
said you were signing 8x10s for the kitchen.
I was. I always do.
And singing for your supper.
I mean, that's how you get the friends and family discount.
Yes.
And I got the meatballs, but then when the chicken parm came out,
So the meatballs were
good.
Chicken parm was heavenly.
Yeah, so I don't know where you come up with that one. App's better than the meal.
Mm.
So you like mozzarella sticks better than your meal?
Yeah. Well, usually sometimes I'll say I'll take the app as my meal.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Listening to Shime talk makes me want to swan dive into a swimming pool with no water.
Oh.
Jeez. That seems a little hyperbole.
That was a funny one.
You would be incorrect here, Mr. Wiggy, about Assassin's Creed starring Jake Gyllenhaal. It was, in fact, Michael Fassbender who played Magneto on the X-Men movies. Get it right, you dumbass.
What is emergency top five? You guys would know better than me. What is the best film version of a video game? Because they have turned some into films.
Most video game movies suck.
Not Resident Evil.
I said most. Right. I didn't say all.
Mm. Is that the best, Resident Evil?
The Mortal Kombat one is fun. Yeah, it's not a good movie, but it's fun.
No, the new Mortal Kombat movie that they just made probably about 2 years ago, they're coming out with the sequel, was very good. So that was a good one.
For the kids, Sonic the Hedgehog or Detective Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wouldn't really say. Well, Transformers, they have a video game, but
yeah, but that's not a video game.
Right. Yeah, I would say either Resident Evil or Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat.
Not a film, it's a series, but The Last of Us.
Yeah.
That fell off.
Great show.
No, it didn't fall off. It's just been too long. It's coming back.
I thought the end of that season one was not that great.
Really?
Yeah.
The trailer looks really good for season two.
I'm thrilled. I'm excited.
Yeah. Fallout's another good one, TV series.
Yes.
Fallout was a great game.
Going from Mike Milbury, where it's just for 20 minutes, to Mego is like being in a coma and getting smacked with smelling salts. Like, holy smoke, she's great.
High energy, which we need.
Shine, you stand your ground. Let Gregory drive his little red ladybug, and let Curtis drive his dad's car. And Christopher, shine on, you crazy diamond.
Chime is an electric vehicle guy.
EV?
Yep.
And it's a Datsun, or what is it?
No, it's Kia. Kia Niro.
It is a nice vehicle, though.
Nice vehicle.
Yeah, I love it.
Good for you.
Thank you. It's way more high-tech than my last car, which was 15 years old. That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh wow.
That was good ones.
All right. Excellent.
Electric.
Hill Notes brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.